Chapter 29. What a surprise, my dear friend Harry. Aegis's visage beamed at Selden through the holoscreen. I am glad to hear from you, although you usually request the more formal personal audience. Come, you've piqued my interest. Why the urgency? Sire, began Selden, my son Raish and his wife and daughter live on St. Annie. Ah, St. Annie, the Emperor said, as his smile faded. Bunch of misguided wretches, if ever... Sire, please, broke in Selden, surprising both the Emperor and himself with his flagrant breach of Imperial protocol. My son was able to get Manella and Belus onto a hypership, the Arcadia the Seventh, bound for Anacreon. He, however, had to remain. That was 3 days ago. The ship has not landed at Anacreon, and my son seems to have disappeared. My calls to St. Annie have gone unanswered, and now the communication beams are broken. Please, sire, can you help me? Harry, as you know, officially all ties between St. Annie and Trantor have been severed. However, I still hold some influence in the selected areas of St. Annie. That is, there are still a few loyal to me who have not yet been found out. Although I cannot make direct contact with any of my operatives on that world, I can share with you any reports I receive from there. These are, of course, highly confidential. But considering your situation and our relationship, I will allow you access to those pieces that might interest you. I am expecting another dispatch within the hour. If you like, I'll recontact you when it arrives. In the meantime, I'll have one of my aides go over all transmissions from St. Annie for the past 3 days to look for anything pertaining to Raish, Manella, or Belus Selden. Thank you, sire. I thank you most humbly. And Harry Selden dipped his head as the Emperor's image faded from the holoscreen. 60 minutes later, Harry Selden was still sitting at his desk, waiting to hear from the Emperor. The past hour had been one of the most difficult he had ever spent, second only to the hours after Dawes' destruction. It was the not knowing that did Harry in. He had made a career of knowing, the future as well as the present, and now he had no idea at all about three of the people most precious to him. The holoscreen buzzed softly, and Harry pressed a contact in response. Aegis appeared. "Harry," began the Emperor. From the soft, slow sadness in his voice, Harry knew his call brought bad news. "My son," said Harry. "Yes," replied the Emperor. "Raish was killed earlier today in a bombardment on St. Anna University. I've learned from my sources that Raish knew the attack was coming, but refused to desert his post. You see, a good number of the rebels are students, and Raish felt that if they knew that he was still there, they would never... But hate overcame all reason. The university is, you see, an imperial university. The rebels feel they must destroy all things imperial before rebuilding anew, the fools. Why..." And here Aegis stopped as if suddenly realizing that Selden did not care about St. Annie University, or the plans of the rebels. Not right now, at least. "Harry, if it makes you feel any better, remember that your son died in defense of knowledge. It was not the Empire Raish fought and died for, but humanity itself." Selden looked up out of tear-filled eyes. Weakly he asked, "And Manella? And little Belus? What of them? Have you found the Arcadia Seven?" "That search has proved fruitless, Harry. The Arcadia Seven left St. Annie, as you were told, but it seems to have disappeared. It may have been hijacked by rebels, or it may have made an emergency detour. At this point, we just don't know." Selden nodded. "Thank you, Aegis. Although you have brought me tragic news, at least you have brought it. Not knowing was worse. You are a true friend." "And so, my friend," said the Emperor, "I'll leave you to yourself now and your memories." The Emperor's image faded from the screen as Harry Selden folded his arms in front of him on his desk, put his head down, and wept.